It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that was designed with you in mind. And it's a show that's created to move you from where you are to where you want to be. And it's a show that I get to do every week about this time with my co-host Niles and KJ.
Yes.
In his absence and KJ's absence. It's okay. We got his spirit here. And Niles, you're ready, aren't you, man?
I am. Yeah, we're ready.
We are ready. You know, on the show today, we're going to continue our discussion on all things Kingdom Principle. And then about a quarter after the hour, Niles will bring us what's going on in the world today. And then at the bottom of the hour, we've got a special treat, because it's the one and only Niles, the actor, the entertainer extraordinaire, that will bring us some tidbits and principles on what it's like being an entertainer and still maintaining a citizenship kind of modality. So I'm excited about that, and I will be taking copious notes so that I too can learn his secret on how he stays on top. But before all of that goodness, Niles, I'm still in Gross Islet, St. Lucia, and I bring you greetings from this very hot and humid place. But I wanted to just not belabor our time, but I want to make certain that we're all on the same page when it comes to all things kingdom and kingdom principles. And I really wanted to iterate to our friends in Islamabad. Hey, thank you for joining in. I wanted to iterate that the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, it's not a religion. And it's so unfortunate that if you're not careful, you'll find yourself doing something that you've done for 50 years and then wondering why you haven't grown. And I don't want you to be bothered or encumbered with those kinds of modalities. I really do not. And what I'm saying is not to offend anyone, because that's just not how I live. I don't even want you to even think of me as that kind of person. I'm telling you about this kingdom because I have searched and I have been researching and I have been studying this kingdom of God, and going back to Matthew 6 and 33, where our big brother and savior, Jesus the Christ, says, seek ye first. But before then, before that chapter, he tells us, don't take any thought, meaning don't worry. Don't worry about what you're going to wear or what you're going to eat or even what your life is going to be like. Your focus as a mandate from him is all things kingdom and being in right standing with his daddy, who's our daddy also. I wrote a couple of things down because I really want you to capture what I'm saying. Ideas conceived are thoughts. Okay, remember that. Ideas conceived are thoughts. Thoughts conceived are concepts, and that's what we're doing. We're going back to the mind of God. These are concepts that we're going over week after week after week and day after day as we die to ourselves and we're led of the Holy Spirit to show us exactly what's on his mind. Concepts are the materials that dreams are made of, and they serve as the substance for living and interpreting life. basically what we're saying here is dreams are wonderful. We all should be aspiring to dream. My kids said to me, as I was going through med school, I had 3 kids, 2 dogs, right? Newly divorced. And they said to me, I thank God that you're the kind of mom that can dream out loud and dream in color. I didn't understand what that meant until experience and obstacles kind of came my way. And when I left the ideology of religion and truly juxtaposed myself into God's kingdom, I left everything that I knew for one concept, the kingdom mandate. And my friends, that has been the best decision that I have ever made in my life. So today I strive. Today I'm 4,000 miles away from my family so that people can hear the good news is that you're not a victim. You're no longer a victim of your circumstance. You have been given power. You, my friend, can live the life that you couldn't really even imagine. I get to wake up every morning. I wish you could see that view that I'm waking up to. It's the Caribbean Ocean, right?
We see the background.
You see the background. the Caribbean on one side, the Atlantic on the other. And I'm not saying that, Niles, you know I'm not a boaster or a bragger. But can you imagine 2 years ago, just 2 years ago, being houseless? And now you get to wake up and do what you want to do for the rest of your life and not what you have to. That's the perfect example of the kingdom. So with that said, and for all of the engagers that are about to scream at me, hold up before you scream. Let's get Niles's perspective, because this citizen of the kingdom also can tell you a thing or two, and he will at the bottom of the hour. Niles, what say you?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay, sorry, my phone went out. What I heard, something that stuck out as you were talking was sacrifice. How much are you willing to sacrifice to gain so much more? How much of yourself are you willing to sacrifice to gain more of God? How much are you willing to sacrifice to gain more clarity and so on? Part of that is learning how to let go of what you know, what you've been taught, let go of the fears, let go of the limitations, and let go of the worldly experiences, you know, and your worldly knowledge when it comes to things that are, you know, of God, because at that point you have to start to understand and embrace excellence. You know, what it is to strive for, you know, superiority, what it is to truly be a kingdom and a representation of God. You have to be willing to sacrifice all those things and what you know, because sometimes we get in the position and in the mindset of thinking that we can stay and keep everything that we have and gain and on top of that. And sometimes what you have in your possession, the foundation may not be where it should be. The foundation may be cracked. You know, the foundation may not be sturdy. So, you know, you have to give up some of those things that you've been holding on to for so long in order to reach that next level, that higher level that God, you know, wants you to be at, you know, that level that God has prepared for you. So sacrifice is very important, you know, and that's the one thing that we don't hear nowadays. We always hear overnight sensation and we always, you know, talk about success and excellence and this and that, but there's not one person, including Jesus Christ, who didn't have to sacrifice to excel and reach that level that is beyond mediocrity. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I kind of want to fix people's minds on is how much you're willing to sacrifice. How much of yourself are you willing to give to God? Because I guarantee you, with that whole lukewarm mindset of one foot in and one foot out, you are not going to get the results that you're looking for. You are not going to find that light, you know, 100%, because, you know, people will still see you, you know, when you're speaking versus seeing God. You know what I'm saying? So I think of it like that. Be willing to sacrifice the game so much more.
Wow.
You know, and it's that simple. You can't keep all your earthly possessions and your trauma and this and that and your day ones and, you know, how you grew up and, you kept this around because it's been there forever. That doesn't mean that it needs to be there.
For sure.
That doesn't mean that it's not time to embrace something more. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, you, poof, you said a mouthful. Seriously. And one of the things that, you know, to kind of piggyback off of just the notion of sacrificing, I think about, I was 31 years old when I went to med school, right? 31 years old, three children, and here I am saying, well, I think it's time for me now to answer that call, you know, and didn't know that my going to med school was not only the ticket that was going to kind of move me into another realm, but it was that sacrifice. It was the sacrifices of having to read 8 chapters a day and still maintain being a mom, you know, and I was a single mom, so I had to be mom and dad, you know, and it was as tough as it was, and I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, it was a piece of cake. Man, there were days when I'm thinking, Tanji, did you really hear from God, or is this just you? You know,
yeah, right.
Right. But little did I know that he would have me in a whole other different position. Yes, it's wonderful to put on a white coat and a stethoscope and people know you by doctor, but I didn't come to be served. I came to serve. So that title, as nice as it is, it's at the end of the day, man, it just means that, yeah, you got through that door, but what are you going to do with it?
Exactly.
Whose glory is going to shine now? Is it going to be his glory or is it going to be yours? And I'll tell you, man, compared to my daddy, my glory ain't nothing. It really is not. So the sacrifices, as many as they were, I can look back.
All right, so we're having technical difficulties. So the show must go on. You know, what Tunji was pretty much saying, you know, I guess piggybacking off of me, was, you know, you have to sacrifice in order to gain the ultimate. And the ultimate is God. You know, the ultimate is Jesus Christ. For instance, to give a perfect example, it's Jesus Christ and his mission here while he was on earth. He understood what he had to sacrifice in order to, you know, achieve God's purpose for his life. He understood that he would have to go through, you know, tumultuous, you know, torture in order to, you know, make sure that we are saved, make sure that we have a chance at salvation, even in with our iniquities and, you know, our flaws and so on. So we have to think from, you know, that perspective. You know, there's no, you know, greatness without sacrifice, you know, and it's that simple and it's that straightforward. I also think it's important to remember and remind ourselves that the journey isn't always linear. It's not going to always be linear. A lot of the times we have expectations based on our worldly perception and our limited understanding that things are supposed to go one way. And if things, you know, get off track or go, you know, this way or that way or kind of zigzag, then maybe, you know, we're off course, or, you know, maybe, you know, we're not, you know, pursuing the right thing, or we're not, you know, in I'm having glitches as well. Okay, I'm back. So, you know, basically, it's not going to be a linear journey. You're going to have some zigzags. You're going to, you know, go off course here and there. And that's what God is there for. God is that center. God is that nucleus that you run back to every time to get that nutrients, to get that food that you need to continue on with your journey. So stop with the idea of things have to be linear. Things have to look a certain way. Things have to be, you know, in line and in how you think they should look, because that's when you get in trouble. You know, and a lot of times when you're facing the opposition, when you're facing adversity, you know, especially in this world that we live in, expect that wave, you know, expect all those different things to, you know, come in and, you know, try to throw you off course. A lot of times when you're pushing against something, you have to expect resistance. So, you know, understand it from that perspective. Don't try to talk yourself out of the journey. Don't try to, you know, tell yourself that maybe this is not it or the right way for me. A lot of the times, like, you know, that is the right way for you. That's why, you know, so many things are coming against you, because they see that there's a greater cause. They see that there's something on the other side. So it's all perspective. Welcome back, Dr.
Tenney. I know, right? I heard it and I loved it. And I am so sorry for all of those who really are engaging and tuning in. Thank you so very much. But listening to this man is like listening to myself. I kid you not. He has captured the vision. He has captured the kingdom, and he's living from the inside out. So, Niles, thank you so very much for showing up and sticking around. How about that? And talk about sticking around. If you are new to this platform and you want to kind of weigh in on what we're talking, please, by all means, pick up the phone and dial 323-203-0815. Again, that number is 323-203-0815. If you miss me, you'll get Niles for sure. And I want to thank Kat Kenna and me and my Nana for all of the work that you guys have tirelessly done in support of this show. Me and my Nana does skilled nursing, CNAs, which are certified nursing assistants, and they sit just to read a book to the elderly. They're located at 5878 Buford Highway, Suite 9 in Atlanta, Georgia, and their phone number 678-381-1540. And by the way, I don't want to leave out Kat Kenna. They are tirelessly working on bodies of work to get your idea, to get your creativity out in the marketplace. We've got a copy editor named Bella, and she takes your dreams and just kind of put them in a book. And she can be reached at 470-534-2216. Again, that number, 470-534-2216. And then one last thing, Existence Now, which houses all things Dr. Tanji. We are now launching our Kingdom Sessions, and you can be a part of that. It's a 15-minute, just to get to know you kind of consultation. And if you like what we're saying, give us a ring, and we'll walk with you in getting your dreams and that goal or that purpose that you're supposed to be walking in. Now, it's at a cost, but it's affordable. 404-951-8436. Again, that number, 404-951-8436. And without further ado, it's up to you now to tell us what's going on, man. Why are people trying to cancel culture again? What?
Hey, you know, a sign of the times, and you know, where we are, the condition that we're in, you know, as a people and in the world and so on, you know, the lack of tolerance for one another, you know, that's a part of, you know, the simple word compassion. You know, compassion is all throughout the Bible. There's so many different examples of compassion and so on. So, you know, with that whole cancel culture idea, you know, we have to remember how to, you know, to have compassion for one another and realize that, you know, we're all going to misstep, you know, regardless of how, you know, we and connected we are. You know, unfortunately, you know, our flesh, you know, it does what it does at times. But at the same time, you know, that's why that connection with God is so important.
Absolutely.
You know, because with each and every misstep, he's there to forgive and cleanse us. Without that cleansing, we're just going to be walking around with just a whole bunch of dirt on us. We got to shake it off. And God is that way to shake it off. Now,
absolutely.
World views. There's a whole lot going on in the world. I'm not sure if you've heard, but last week, the Haitian president was assassinated. You know, and things are you know, unraveling regarding that. You know, they're still trying to figure things out. But either way, you know, our prayers go out to, you know, his family, the people of Haiti, and any and everyone who was impacted and will be impacted by, you know, his assassination. Man, this crazy world we live in. We just have.
I was told, not to interrupt you, but I was told that two of the assailants or what have you, or the persons, were United States citizens. Is that correct?
Sure. Yeah.
Wow.
I did hear something, you know, to that effect. But once again, I think things are still starting to, are still revealing themselves. So, you know, still trying to figure some things out. But I do know that there were multiple people involved. And it was a heinous attack, and you know that's why we just content. That's another reason why we have to be, you know, connected to God, because seeing all this mess and seeing all this,
come on,
man, like think about what that does to you as a person. Think about how that weighs on your soul and on your spirit. And you know, a lot of us are desensitized to the point where we expect it. You know, we accept it. And those are signs that you need to tap in a little bit more and really
absolutely
salvation and your connection, you know, with God a little bit more seriously, because, you know, as things get, you know, worse and worse, just know, you know, time is near, you know, so, you know, just a reminder. Team USA loses two games in a row. Wow. That's a bit surprising. Recently, they lost to Australia, I believe. So hopefully they pull it together, you know. If not, we'll forgive them. also, next, I'm not sure if you heard about Rachel Nichols and Maria Taylor, but she made...
That was something serious. Yeah.
She made some insensitive, inappropriate comments regarding Maria Taylor, basically saying the reason why... Excuse me. She was able to acquire the position last year, 2020, you know, when it came to NBA host, was because of, you know, diversity purposes, you know, and
wow.
Definitely a bit insensitive. But at the same time, man, we have to pray, you know, for our perspectives and our willingness to understand the differences of others. And that's very important, because when you don't open yourself up in that way, that's when those kind of comments come out. You know, when you may not want to understand, you know, when you may not be 100% privy to the experiences of others, or sometimes you're so, you know, in your own bubble that you can't see all the different variations and you can't see all the different components, you know. So, we'll see how that situation goes. You know, hopefully, you know, she learns from it. We all, you know, say crazy things from time to time, and we all, you know, may not have the best views and perspectives, but at the same time, you know, that's what living and learning is all about, you know?
Absolutely.
And I'm going to take it back to that connection with God. When you have that connection with God, even when you're wrong, eventually he's going to help you fix your heart.
Yeah, so, but you got to keep that heart open, right?
That's true. You got to be open. You know,
got to be.
Let's strip yourself, sacrifice.
Right.
Also, I am very excited to announce that the Space Jam is coming out this Friday in theaters and also on HBO Max. That was like one of my childhood favorites, the first Space Jam with Michael Jordan. So,
yeah.
You know, with this second one, you know, it's just as good. And I hope that the kids of this era are able to enjoy it and be inspired by it, because I'm sure there's going to be some little nuggets here and there, you know, that they walk away with to apply to their life, their vision, their confidence, and who they are, who, you know, their identity and so on. So I'm excited for Space Jam. I'm a LeBron James fan. So
for sure.
I'm excited for this Friday. And then, of course, we have Dr. Tunji's book. Tell us a little bit about it.
All right, guys, I am truly excited about this book. This, I said it once, I'll say it again. It has truly been a labor of love to literally get it out. Someone said, but your book is just 69 pages. I said, 69 pages that will change the trajectory of your life if you have an open mindset and an open heart and be willing to do the work. You got to do the work. I did not want to put something out there that I haven't done myself. That's why I was so sure that should you purchase the book on Amazon and you spend your $12.99 and you say, you know what? I have not learned anything. My life is not any better. And you have done the work. Yep. Then you need to DM me and I'll send you your money back. And I mean that. And I say it with all humility, not for boasting or bragging, but when you literally leave every excuse that you've ever given yourself. In yep. chapter 3, I wrote about dear excuses. And every excuse I ever had been bothered with or plagued with, I wrote it down and I said, no more. My life has done a 180 degree turnabout and I'm living the life that I dreamt about in the middle of a pandemic. I get to live it on two different coasts of the world. And it's not because I'm so smart, but it's because he's so smart. And I made up my mind. I'm not running after religion anymore. I'm running after this kingdom. I want to be in good standing with him. And even when I fall, because I do,
yeah,
I'm quickly run to my daddy and say, okay, I apologize for declaring independence, but the book will soon be released in every place that books are sold, but right now it's Amazon.com and on our website, www.drtanjishow.com. Mm-hmm. And that's our housekeeping.
I think 69 pages is perfect. How many pages do you need to get the point? You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes you can read a page and it can change your whole mindset. It can blow your whole life or whatever else. So it's not about the pages. It's about the information. It's about the substance. It's about the content. It's about the heart. Okay? So that's what it's all about.
That's why I love him so much. And I didn't pay him to say that either.
As you were talking and just based on like our conversation, this is just something that I want to interject. I'm like, man, that's interesting. I was like, I think of God as like a parachute. Like as long as you are trusting the parachute and using the parachute, it will keep you from crashing into the ground. Hmm. You know? And I'm like, man, God is our parachute. He'll cover, he'll direct us. And he'll keep us from being severely injured and crashing into a wall of no return. That's all I wanted to add. You know,
yeah. I love that analogy.
What'd you say?
I love that analogy. I really do. God as a parachute. I never saw him like that, but you're absolutely right. He does cover us, doesn't he? And he does.
If you jump from a plane without a parachute, you are going straight to the ground, and you probably won't come back once you hit me. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of which,
when you have a parachute, you know, you trust the parachute, it will direct you safely. And you know, you can have like a more of like an expansive view and understanding of the journey and where you need to go. That's like what it is to be a kingdom citizen as well. Yeah. You know? There's that mountaintop, but you know that there's something over the mountaintop or whatever. And when God is so expansive and omnipotent and huge, like he allows you to even like understand a slither or a slice of his projection for your life. And that's when things like really start to make sense and change for you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
You know?
I was thinking about that parachute analogy. I did a tandem jump a few years ago for my birthday. I've got a daughter that I really don't think likes me. So she always has me on different things, like either a hot air balloon or jumping out of a plane or doing trapezius things that in Santa Monica. But this particular instance, I jumped out of the plane before going up, right? I'll be quick. Before going up, this gentleman comes in. He has his long beard and he has his cap on backwards. And I'm thinking, oh God, please don't let this be the guy that I've got to jump with, right? Forgive me for judging. See how you can't judge people by the cover, right? So turns out he's the nicest guy that you ever wanted to jump out of a plane with. So we're sitting in this little bitty crop duster and we're going up about 12,000 feet in the air, right? And you can hear the pilot, because he's the only one strapped in. You hear the pilot says, okay, we're about to get over to the drop point. You guys get ready. Niles, we get over to the drop point. Long story, I'm free falling. And I thought about, you're absolutely right. Even when I couldn't see where I was going to land, yeah, knowing that that guy had that parachute, bruh.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's those things that we take for granted. I'm not going to say the simple things, but it really is simple just to say yes to God. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's a simple yes. It's a simple acceptance. You know,
absolutely.
And just to make it plain and clear. So yeah, that just popped into my mind. I'm like, man,
I love it.
You know, without you're going straight to the bottom. So
you know you are. Yeah. Which kind of juxtaposes us into all things Niles, all things leaving corporate structured America, you know, six figures and your name on your office door or whatever that looks like. And now you're going into the world of arts. I want to hear it, Niles. What are those principles that you had to use in your life to literally keep you from packing up year one or 6 months out of the gate and going back? Because it's easy to go back, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, first I want to start with what you just said, like, you know, that exit from corporate. I want to kind of touch on my mindset at the time. And it kind of correlates to what I was saying earlier, you know, making sacrifices, letting go of what you know, and, you know, finding identity in things that aren't really, you know, rooted in God and rooted in you know, a solid foundation. So, like, you know, sometimes, as you mentioned, with your name on that door and making a certain, you know, amount of money when you're young or whatever else, you know, sometimes you can smell yourself a bit. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes, you know, you can sit there and kind of bask, like, oh, yeah, like, I got a name on my door. You know what I'm saying? X, Y, and, you know, this and that. I'm doing, you know, all these other things. And I'm like, man, I think about how much I sacrificed because I was miserable and I was happy. I wasn't happy. And I think that's when I got, like, my first real, you know, experience with, you know, of course, everybody needs money to live, right?
For sure.
But at what expense?
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And when you're making money and it's not rooted in your gift or in your purpose, or it's not rooted in the right thing, you know, which is God. And like I said, we all have money, you know, this is no, you know, shot to folks who, you know, are working 9 to 5 or whatever else. But this is like my story. And I'm like, I kept myself in this box, in this space, because I was afraid to let go of what I knew, what I was told to value, what I learned to value. And I lost a lot for it.
Hmm.
And losing myself, and, you know, having the experiencing the experiences that I experienced, as the voids became more substantial, that was just more room for God to fill me up.
Come on.
You look back and you're like, oh, man, like, this was like a tough time, you know, for me, or a challenging time, or like, you know, I felt empty during this time period. But I'm like, man, this is why I say, like, the experience is never linear. Because like at the time you're like, oh man, this is not a good condition to be in. This is not a good state to be in. But you realize like in order to gain, like you have to make space. You have to make room. You know what I'm saying? So now looking back, I'm like, wow, through those experiences, God was making room for himself in my life, more room for himself in my life. And that's when things, you know, kind of, you know, started to progress. And like my mindset started to change and my life started to change or what, and so on. You know, and eventually it got to the point where I could no longer ignore the purpose and, you know, the gifts that God instilled in me. And I also realized that I would basically be neglecting God's will for my life, you know, if I didn't just say yes to him on a more substantial level. Because it's so easy to say yes to God on a superficial, surface level, like, I got a job and I'm doing X, Y, and Z, you know, I'll submit to you. I'm like, that's conditional. It's like, I'm going to submit to you wholeheartedly and fully, regardless of my circumstances, regardless of what I have at the time. And once you get to that point, things just kind of order themselves, you know, and things start to make sense. You want control over everything, but you realize God is the ultimate owner of control, and he does, you know, allow you to have control, but only control within him. If you understand what I'm saying.
Ah, come on now. Come on. Don't you dare do that to me right now, bro. I got more questions to ask you. Don't you do that.
Yeah.
Of course I understand. Absolutely. That's absolutely.
The process started to speed up for me. And then eventually, once again, I couldn't ignore it anymore. Like, I couldn't ignore the signs. Like, whenever I tried to go back into this direction, which is what I knew, which is what was comfortable, that's when I just dealt with just the craziest things, and things never worked together. But
I love it.
Yes, like, God, I don't know 100% where this is going to take me, where this is going to go, but I know deep down in my soul, because it got to the point where I felt it in my soul, that there's more for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, there is a higher calling, you know, for my life, you know, from you. So once I really started to operate with that particular mindset and just really started to brew, you know, on that, you know, that thought, that's when I was pushed to where I am now. That's what made me make that jump to LA. Because to be frank, I was kind of fearful to come out to LA because LA is like a machine, you know what I mean? Like, there are so many different resources here. There's so many opportunities here, but it's easy to get lost. And a lot of people are digested within that machine you know, throughout the process. So in that, when you're walking into a situation where you know that you're going to have to fortify, you know, or be fortified in some kind of way, why not allow God to mold and chisel you and prepare you for that? Because if it's coming from the perspective of, oh, I got it, I kind of understand life, and, you know, this may go wrong or that may go wrong, like, no. You know what I'm saying? You have to truly get to the point where you understand that God literally, of course, is your salvation, but as I'm going to say it again, God is your parachute.
Come on.
You know,
I love it.
If I didn't allow God to do what God does, then, you know, time would just fly by. And then I would look back and I'm like, man, what did I do with God's time?
Come on, man. Come on. Seriously. I hear that question all the time.
Yeah. Like, what did I do with God's time?
Yep.
And did I take life and my gift and my purpose seriously? I don't have any more time to waste.
Come on.
You know? Day could be the day, and, you know, we would cheat the world, cheat ourselves, and cheat God if we didn't do what we're here to do.
Absolutely. You said it best. Seriously.
And it's that simple. So that was like the whole, transformation process prior to coming here. I had lost a decent amount of stuff to down to the core, you know, being contrite. Mm-hmm. But then God mm-hmm. just started to layer and build back on that foundation. And then I got to a point where I was like stronger than ever. So then by the time I was here, my mind was in a solid place. I was in a solid place. And that fear wasn't there anymore. Because LA is pricey. Like I said, this place eats people.
Yep. So
on top of that, you deal with a lot of folks who just normalize you because they know you. And because they normalize you because they're thinking like, oh, that there's nobody from my environment or background that can get outside of this bubble or do more than what we're expected to do. So therefore, they place those limitations on you. So they just act like they don't see the light. And maybe they do see the light, but because of the haze that's over their eyes and the veil that's over their eyes due to their own situation, due to their own circumstances, they're not able to fully see that flickering light that's just getting started, that God just lit up, you know, within you. So you deal with a lot of people trying to talk you out of, you know, pursuing that purpose, pursuing that, mock you or whatever else. But I tell you, at the end of the day, once they start to see God moving in your life, those are going to be the ones that are sending you messages asking you how.
Yep. You know?
The person that I knew before, how did you get to this point and how can I get there?
I love it. Hey, you know, put it in a book and charge it.
And that's what the kingdom is all about. That is starting to flicker. It's shining through you. And in that, people see you as an example. They see you as a testament. So I'm like, man, how can I get a little bit of that? What you sipping on? You know what I'm saying? What about the cocktail, you know, that you're drinking from that is just illuminating, you know, that within you. So that kind of like segues into this whole thing of like being an artist, because even prior to coming here, I was told like, oh, basically like you're going to do the devil's work. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, Niles.
When it comes to this entertainment industry or whatever else. And I'm like, man, people have to put things into perspective. The reason why I'm going into the devil's playground in Hollywood, because you know what I'm saying? Like, we're going into the playground. I'm like, what is the devil? You know what I'm saying? This is just a section of the world. So if Hollywood is not influenced just by Hollywood, Hollywood is influenced by the world. So we're living in the same world. So therefore, we're all subject to the same things. So whether I'm in Hollywood and whether I'm in a freaking, you know, pew or in church or whatever else, we are all privy to the same experiences. We are all privy to the same world. Now, what happens is, and we hear this all the time, you can be in the world, but not of the world.
Not of it. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But not of Hollywood. And my light will protect me from all the darkness. You know what I'm saying? When all those things are trying to come against me and you know, basically deter me from the path or whatever else, that light is going to be a source of protection. Now, that doesn't mean you're not, you know, some mess or whatever else, but because that light is there, whether people choose to acknowledge it, that's on them. But they can
Right.
And who cares if you don't acknowledge it? You can still see it.
You can still see it. And I want to ask you this about seeing, and I'm glad you said that phrase right there. When you're looking, and you said it yourself, there was a lot of darkness, or there was a lot of kind of learning who he is and allowing him to kind of decrease you and increase himself. How do you not speak what you see, knowing that the more you speak it, the more you're going to see it? How was that for you?
Actually, what I was about to say kind of lines up with that about, I think it's important to figure out our identity and what our identity is in. If your identity is truly belongs to you and yourself, I don't know if you would really be able to be that testament and be that vessel, be that light. You know what I'm saying? But when your identity is in God, that's when things regarding like the vision and being able to see things a certain way and people to see things in you, that's when that,
right,
you know, flows throughout you and it kind of just permeates your being and who you are. So figure out what your identity is in, you know, is it truly within yourself? And if it's in yourself, I guarantee it's pride. I guarantee, you know, it's you thinking like, oh, I'm this and that, and I'm ambitious or whatever else. Yep. No, like when you are, when your identity belongs to God, and in that your identity is created in God, you know, that's when things start to make sense. That's when people deny what they see, even if they don't accept it. You know what I'm saying?
Even if they don't accept it.
You know,
absolutely.
A person only has but so much power. So when you go beyond that, and when you go beyond that, that's when you're with God. That's when that kingdomness comes through, that power, that light, that shine comes.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? So figure out what your identity is.
Absolutely.
You know, sometimes, you know, we make a particular amount of money. Our identity is in that money. Our identity is in Ferrari. It's in clothing. It's in designer this, designer that. But when people look at that, they might say those things are nice. But at the end of the day, if your identity isn't in God, at least to an extent, they see hollowness. They see somebody who needs those things to illuminate or try to find value, who don't really understand the power of having an identity in God. So when your identity is in those material possessions, you're not really able to touch people's hearts, minds, and soul. You're not really able to use your gift that God put in you to transform the world, yourself, and those around you. But when your identity is in God, that's when you're able to have those things, but realize those things are a byproduct of the light. Those things are a byproduct of being aligned with the kingdom and allowing God to work throughout you, within you, and around you. Yeah. You know what I'm
saying?
That's simple. Absolutely. Identity. You are never a material. You are never a Ferrari. You're never money or whatever else. That's always a byproduct. You can have things and still feel hollow and empty. But when you know that your identity is truly rooted in being a child of God, and in that, how much power comes with that, but also how much responsibility comes with that. That's
absolutely
where the gold is. That's where beautiful thing called artistry, the responsibility to the people using that gift that God bestowed upon you.
Absolutely. I've got a running thing here that I tell to the family. Whenever I go to get in my car, I say my car gets really excited because it's like, oh my God, I get to carry around royalty today. Not the other way around. So you're absolutely right. It's not the things that make us. You're absolutely positively correct. Five things that you would tell someone who's 35 years old, who has an MBA, maybe a PhD, they're working and they're making the six figures and they're traveling the world, but they're not feeling that completeness inside. Five things that you would tell that person who's looking on the outside at who did it and who's doing it, you, what would you tell them?
Well, coming from a person who's younger than 35.
I know. And see, that's the thing. You would be speaking to someone, remember, because we're spirits, we speak to those who really want to be in that lane, so to speak.
Well, one, as I just mentioned, find your identity in God.
Okay.
It's important, you know, and that will, that's when things will start to form for you, you know. Aside from that, the second would be embrace the journey / as I mentioned earlier, don't expect a linear path.
Okay.
Third would be don't let the world be your main influence.
Good.
You know what I'm saying? Don't let the world be your main influence. And as you're just having that PhD and, you know, MFA or whatever else, at the end of the day, that's a piece of paper. It all comes down to the person, and the person comes down to the relationship with God. You know what I'm saying? Because we say he's that power source.
So that's number four.
Number four, simple. Preparation and be ready. Actually, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and split that up. Number four is preparation. Number five is be ready. Okay. You're frozen. Ah, okay. So I hope you guys heard that. Those are some tidbits and some jewels that I want to leave with you guys. But I just want to remind you guys that this life that we have is precious. Therefore, we should act as if it is. This life that we have individually was crafted and created by the Creator, by God. So therefore, always remember that you have to have your own individual experience and relationship with God. Tap into that power. Tap into that reason why you were put on this earth. And it's that simple. And I'm going to leave you guys with that. It's been a wonderful day with you guys, a wonderful show. I hope you guys were able to take some nuggets. We'll see you again next week. Follow Dr. Tunji at the Dr. Tunji Show at Instagram. You can follow me at sir.niles, N-Y-L-E-S. Until next time, the kingdom awaits, people. Ha ha. Peace.
It's time for the Dr. Tunji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tunji. Talk to me.
Soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tunji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tunji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tunji.